Welcome to Five to Focus, a weekly podcast helping you center on Jesus by applying the Bible to life's struggles. Ryan Strother is your host. Now set aside any distractions and get focused.
I'm sure you saw something about the death of Billy Graham lately, one of the greatest evangelists to have ever lived. The fanfare around his death, if we can even call it that, was incredible, with many notable people in attendance at his viewings and funeral. Plus, being the fourth private citizen to be laid in honor in the U.S. Capitol was quite an honor. It had to be encouraging for you, and I know it's been encouraging for me just to hear all the testimonies about his life and his ministry. And there's a general agreement from everyone that he was a man of integrity. There was never a moral or ethical failure with Billy Graham. When you think about all that he accomplished, from the Crusades to his time with U.S. presidents to preaching all around the world, you would think it'd be hard to boil his life down to one concise statement. But the epitaph on his headstone that I think I saw Franklin Graham share on Twitter, it was very fitting. The epitaph simply reads this: "Preacher of the Gospel of the Lord Jesus Christ, John 14:6. When everything in life was boiled down to one line, that's what Billy Graham will long be remembered for, being a preacher of the gospel. What will your epitaph say? Another way to think about that question is to think about what are the main priorities in your life for which you are striving and then will be most remembered for. Let's focus on that thought for our 5 minutes together today, and let me share with you a little bit about a man named Epaphras. We read about him very briefly in the New Testament, twice mentioned in Colossians, and just once in Philemon. We know very little about Epaphras, but we can infer from what we do know that he lived a very impacting life. When Paul wrote to the believers in a town called Colossae, from whom the book of Colossians is named after, he just mentions Epaphras in chapter 1, verse 7. And then he mentions him again in Colossians 4, verse 12. Let me read Colossians 1, and I'll go to chapter 1, verse 6 through 8, and we'll see what he says about Epaphras. That passage says, "This which has come to you, as indeed in the whole world it is bearing fruit and increasing, as it also does among you since the day you heard it and understood the grace of God in truth, just as you learned it from Epaphras, our beloved fellow servant. He is a faithful minister of Christ on your behalf and has made known to us your love in the Spirit." Then Colossians 4:12 says, "Epaphras, who is one of you, a servant of Christ Jesus, greets you, always struggling on your behalf in his prayers, that you may stand mature and fully assured in all the will of God." Epaphras is mentioned in Philemon verse 23 as being a fellow prisoner in Christ, sending greetings. That's all that's written about him. Here's the epitaph then for Epaphras: a minister and teacher of the gospel of Christ. That's what his life is boiled down to, and we know nothing more than what I just read to you. Yet here is a man who was most likely responsible for helping start and certainly for growing the church in Colossae. Here is a man who faithfully ministered for Jesus Christ, even to the point of being put in prison for it. Here is a man who would report back to Paul and other apostles what was happening with the church in Colossae. And here is a man who faithfully prayed for the believers there, especially that they would mature in Christ and have assurance of his will for them. I'm sure there would be some incredible testimonies if Epaphras was able to come and speak at your church this weekend. But we're not given those details. We're simply reminded of the major character and integrity of this man. From what we can infer about Epaphras, it would seem this was a man who would be content with being known simply as a minister and teacher of the gospel of Christ. That's the epitaph for Epaphras. But what about you? When your life is boiled down to a simple memory that will remain years after you're gone, what will people most remember about you? Well, start making changes today to ensure that memory is reflective of a life not wasted for Jesus Christ. Thanks again for listening. Remember that you can go to the top right corner of my website, ryanstrother.com, and there you can click the link to submit a podcast episode idea if you have one. I'm glad to be able to share this with you this week, and hopefully you'll tune in, and I'll talk with you next week.
Thanks for listening to Five to Focus. Make sure you subscribe and catch next week's episode as you stay centered on Jesus.